Good evening and welcome to Cruise 102.1. It's the beginning of March Madness with the girls' district starting tonight. Even though Brian, it says February 28th, it's the beginning of what we call March Madness.
It's going to be mad, all right. A little different format this year with the schools playing in three different sites on the opening night, but it's going to be kind of fun and interesting to see how it goes.
You know, we were talking just before we came on the air about the crowd effect and how about, you know, normally when you play out at one school, you have the teams from the fans from the other schools start getting there about halfway through the game. Some of them are there already and it's full. Tonight we're here at Cassidy High School where they're hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets, and they've got the south side. Let's see, yeah, the south side of the gymnasium bleachers pulled out, but they don't have the north side pulled out behind the benches. So it makes it for a little bit different setup than what they normally see when they come in here. Plus, it puts the crowd all away from them and nobody behind the team. So that's going to be a little different setup, and it's not going to be as packed as it normally is with March Madness. So it kind of takes the madness out of March, I think.
It seems that way. I'll be curious, unless it's a late arriving crowd, it looks like there's going to be plenty of open seats. I see USA in there. Off here tonight, but otherwise, all the other teams are playing, so you're not going to see many fans from those schools.
You know, we had to pick which game we wanted to come to tonight. Of course, Harbor Beach is the host school, and they are hosting Sandusky tonight. That game is being covered on satellite broadcasting. We have this one, and the other one was Lakers at Ubley. Of course, Ubley hasn't won yet, but you never know. Last year, they almost pulled one out over here. And tonight, we have a rematch of last year's district. Alex came in and had gotten beaten twice by Cass City in the regular season. Same scenario this year, and then they turned around and beat Cass City on their home floor in districts last year by a score of, what did they win by here? 37-30. So I don't know if we're going to have a repeat here or not. It would be a good motivational speech for both teams.
It certainly would be, and you know, the coaches told us they had that up on the chalkboard for their team. So that's actually part of their thinking. I'll be curious, though. How Badass answers their last place to them. Played them close in the first half, both games, but struggled in the second half, and Cass City ended up winning fairly conventionally in both those games.
Yeah, December 16th, they lost 50-45 in overtime. That was here, I believe. And then February 8th, they lost at Badass 47-37. So Cass City comes in at 9-10 and 5-6. And at one point in the middle of the season, it looked like Cass City might have a chance to be in contention, just like their boys were. Then they ran into some real problems. They couldn't score, couldn't buy baskets along the way, and lost some tight games. Badass has been the same old Badass they've been for the last 3 or 4 years, up and down, and oh so close. You know, same with their boys. It's just they can't get there. But tonight, I think to beat Cass City, Badass has got to come in here. We were talking about it. We were talking to Coach Villa. They've got to be physical. Every game that Cass City has lost this year, the other team's been really physical with them, been aggressive. And they haven't been able to play the game they like to play. They like to be the more physical teams. But I think for Badass to beat them, they've got to be a little bit more physical, and they've got to be smart with the basketball, not forcing passes inside when the pass is not there. Maybe dribble penetrate, and if it's not there, throw it back out and go from the inside to the outside game.
You're exactly right. If they can get single coverage down low on either Taylor or Rachel Brioff, they got to take advantage of that in the post. If they get double coverage, then like you said, go from the inside out and look for the outside shot. On the defensive end, Badass has really got to contain Logan Rowell. She really hurt him last time down low. And then, of course, the two guards, Megan and McKenzie Parrish, are so key. If you can keep them under wraps and keep them each in the single digits, I think you have a chance. The X factor, I'll tell you a little tip, I think, is Amanda Clifton for Cass City. Doesn't score a lot, but she draws usually one of the tougher defensive assignments. She's extremely physical and aggressive, and she can kind of take you out of your game plan. She's the kind of kid as a coach, you love to have her. If you're playing against her, you dread it.
One advantage for the Hatchets coming into this game is Cass City's coming off a tonight's game, the last of Bassett, 33-20. It was the season low for the points scoring from this year. They did not, Bassett Grove did not let Cass City score more than 6 points in a quarter. If Badass can do the same thing as Vassar did, and you know, I don't know, as being close to you, I'm sure they went to tape, took a look to see what Vassar did, or at least a phone call over them to say, hey, what did you do to shut these guys down? Because this second season started, it's win or go home, and of course everybody wants to win, and it's a clean slate. So you start out clean, and everybody believes they're going to win, and that's what Badass believes they're going to do tonight.
Well, you're right. And it was kind of like we said before the game started when you and I were talking. Other than Reese and the GTC West this year, it has been a lot of Jekyll and Hyde, depending which team showed up for which school, but I guarantee you that Coach Brioff's telling his girls it's a new season and we're 0-0 and didn't somehow win this one tonight, then you worry about USA on Wednesday, and you know, if you can get two wins in, you never know with that third one. I mean, that's what it's all about, March Madness.
Now Badass comes in on a great win. They come in at 1-11 and 6-13 overall, but they played in front of probably the biggest crowd they played in front of in years last Thursday night. When and they hosted the Cancer Awareness Night and hosted the Ugly Bucket. So Ugly is humorous, but Ugly's improved all year long, and they always get up for Bonnox. And Bonnox came off on their best offensive night, 62-33. So we're looking at a team that came in at our worst in Kansas City scoring and a team that came in at their best. So hopefully for Bonnox's sake, the momentum with them. For Kansas City's sake, they're hoping that they don't go out there and that they've got this false sense of security that they can beat anybody now that they score 62 points.
Right. At the end of the day, though, I think, you know, records aside, you got two fairly even teams. So whichever team can better execute their game plan tonight, I think has the best chance to walk out of here with a W.
And we'd like to thank tonight's sponsors who are bringing this game to us, and I believe you got the roll-up for tonight's game, right?
I do. It's on National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Kansas City, and Bay City. North Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, M25, and Sebring. Sun Cellular, the talk of the sun. North Star Bank, New Hope Autosales of Farroff, Marion Rehabilitation, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Sun area, Coral Propane, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our predictions. We'll talk about some of the other games going on tonight. We'll be back right after we hear from our sponsors.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
As farmers, it sure has been interesting riding the waves in the commodity markets the last few years. Marketing gurus from all over have been wrong as often as they've been right. I'm Jim McQueen, an ag lender at Thumb National Bank, and we have seen the volatility in the commodities along with the inputs and land costs. We know what you're going through, looking for the right seed and chemical program. Do you hedge? Do you forward contract? Do you use options, or do you just put it in a bin and seal it up? We don't have the answers. Heck, nobody does. But at Thumb National Bank, you can bet we will listen and understand the questions. We may offer an opinion when pressed, but we also realize that it's your livelihood involved, and decisions are ultimately yours. If you want an experienced ag lender who can be an asset for your operation rather than a liability, feel free to give us a call. We know farming. Better yet, we know farmers. The details are up to you. We're here to help you with your financing needs. Give us a call in Pigeon at 989-453-3113 or any of our other branches in Cass City, Caseville, or Bay City. Check us out on the web at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Kansas City High School. It's Sue Short and Brent Reno. We're getting ready to bring you the matchup between the Bonnox Hatchets and the Kansas City Redhawks in the first round of the girls' district game. In the other part of the Class 290 going on tonight, we've got Sandusky at Harbor Beach. Well, that should be an interesting matchup over there. Sandusky's coming in after 2 losses. The Rams are undefeated in the season, and they ended up with a loss to Reese and Mountain League crossover. And then they turn around, and again, Brown City beat Sandusky on their home court, almost like a repeat of last year.
Well, the interesting thing about Sandusky responds to those 2 losses, especially going to Harbor Beach. But